she's very much wrapped up in her work.
Where does she work?
She's at the hospital. She's on the staff at the hospital. She is in charge of housekeeping and laundry. She has two jobs.
The hospital here in Kotzebue, is that Native Public Health Hospital?
Yes.
And let's see. The one thing I wanted to ask you about is your reaction, and then this general reaction of some of the senior citizens in this area to a pioneer home here in Kotzebue. Do the people like the idea?
I haven't heard any comment on it at all. I just was comparatively recently that I heard that there would definitely be one. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard any comment on it at all. Mm-hmm. To the native people here, it's much more practical than to go someplace else, because most of them are pretty much lost when they get
to Fairbanks.
You get to Fairbanks or some place else, and it would probably be predominantly native for some time, which would be a big thing as far as they're concerned.
I'm interested in that. The reason I ask that question is that I belong to the Pioneers, and I know quite a few people. Of course, the Pioneer organization doesn't have anything directly to do with the Pioneer home. They're interested in it, but they're not, they don't manage it or anything.
Yeah.
But I do know a lot of the guests at the Pioneer home in Fairbanks, and they seem very contented, and it's a wonderful place for them. And I personally can see where some of the very elderly people in the outlying villages could live here comfortably here in Kotzebue. We have very few native people who enter the Pioneer home in Fairbanks or in Sitka or at Palmer. And I think it's probably because it's too far from home. Hmm. And I think this is a good idea to have one here in Kotzebue.
I think it will work out very well for them. And there's the hospital has a good deal of work that would really be a home would be better suited.
Yes. The one in Fairbanks, I've observed it since it opened in 67. The people who live there have a lot of freedom. Some of the senior citizens or pioneers are afraid if they go to the Pioneer home, they'll be confined and be treated like girls at a boarding school or something. Mm-hmm. They'd have to be in at certain times, but they have a lot of freedom. They come and go when they want to. They belong to organizations in town and go to meetings. They have their friends out, and it's just like a home. They don't have to sign in or sign out, and they have a lot of freedom. And they like it. Most of those I know out there are very, very pleased.
By the way, did you know a former wife who was in that? She was in the at Fairbanks.
No, what was her name? Was it Cross?
Yes.
No.
She was. I'm sure she used the name because I saw it in the paper a number of times. That she died a little over a year ago.
I see. Yeah, was it Bess Cross?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that name. Was she in legislature?
Hi.
Was she in legislature at one time? In the state territorial legislature?
Yes.
Because I remember I looked through and got the names of all the women who served in legislature one time. And there was a woman there. That must have been the one you married when you were a senior in college?
No. She was my second wife.
I see.
I have three children, grown. I have Gordon, my oldest son. He is a captain on Wing Airlines. And I had two sisters. One of them a nurse at Wesley Hospital at Wichita. I've been there practically all her life. She came out right out of college there. The other married, has family at Kansas University in Lawrence, Kansas. I married about 37.
I see. Did she live here? She lived in this. She was already in Alaska.
She came up as a girl of 18. Mm-hmm. With one of the pioneer merchants in the district. And it was more or less of an experiment, I think, for both of us.
Yeah.
I went into the service. But it just didn't work out. I was in the service too long.
Yeah. Your present wife, though, you say, is from Deering?
Yes, she was. She was raised in Deering.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a pretty good example of what some Native people can do if they have an opportunity. She was one of the first mayors of Kotzebue.
Is that right?
And has shown a good deal of executive ability. And after the youngsters are three good, and four, and Harry, the three of them are big enough so they take care of them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
She went to work. In C-11, she's in her 12th year now, with a hospital. And her father took her out of school in fifth grade because he asked her to write an order to come in on the ship that came up every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got the stuff that she ordered for him, he says, "You've had plenty of education."
Is that right?
He never spoke English. He understood some of it, but very, very little.
So he decided she had enough education.
She had enough education. And of course, she's done a good deal of studying since, although she has never taken any formal
studying. Yeah.
She's in the night school, and there's a great deal of it.
Well, you probably had a lot of influence on that, too, because, You're obviously a very educated man yourself.
Both of us do a great deal of reading. She was remarkable in her handling of our children, because she'd go out with the boat, get them out of town in the summer, and just put in her time with them. And
took them out to fish camps or berry camps?
Berry picking. And just...
Good.
And she'd fly with me whenever she could. But the youngsters were her business until they were...
That's good.
And they have they've all shown it. Largely.
All turned out to be good citizens.
Yeah. And it's a job to raise youngsters here in this town.
I imagine it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough, this transition period for some of the native people is pretty tough.
And I've always insisted that at least the younger years, the woman should be free. Some women, of course, aren't suited for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Harry's wife was no hand with children at all. She's done a very good job of it in a way, but she's much happier. She's a nurse, and she's much happier working and having somebody else take care of the children.
Maybe the children are better off in cases like that. Sometimes
she's just
the children
temperamentally,
are better.
She just, you get on her nerves and that sort of thing.
It's better for some women to work. So, well, I'm going to turn off my tape recorder and wind it up again and let you get on with your soup. I really appreciate all your